Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, we are. Hour number two of the program. And Clinton, go ahead. Finish your observation here for Jared Taylor.
Thank you, Rick, because all I need to say is that if you look at what anthropology helps to teach us, you can understand that the acquisition of power and control over others is superseded by racial issues. I think you tonight, Jared, and other people, and myself included, we spend too much time talking about what's going on and babbling about that rather than talking about what we need to do next. And good night.
All right, Clinton. Thank you very much. What do you have to say to that, Jared? Go ahead.
Well, I think I'm not quite sure just how our caller has been reading Jared Diamond. Jared Diamond, I believe, is a very bad influence because what he's trying to explain is that whites developed good societies and blacks and certain others developed poverty-stricken societies not because of any inherent racial differences, but because of accidents of geography, accidents of vegetation, accidents of the kind of animal life that was around them. I think he is one of the most desperate and most energetic persons in promoting the idea that biologically we're all essentially interchangeable and equal. That's obviously not true. I think there could conceivably have been certain environmental advantages in Europe as opposed to Africa. On the other hand, just as soon as any kind of European technology or European thinking has been introduced to Africa, it has just been dissipated and wasted. Whereas, when the same kind of technology was introduced to the Japanese, because they are an intelligent people and have a high culture of their own, they were able to absorb it because they were biologically, intellectually capable of doing so, whereas blacks have not been. I think that Jared Diamond is, for that reason, he's an extremely dangerous influence. He's the sort of person who would encourage the displacement and replacement of whites, because in his view, Mexicans or Vietnamese or Guatemalans are no different from us physically, and the differences that we find in their cultures are accidental differences. I think that's a very dangerous point of view.
Interesting. I'm sure you recall the names, the controversies evolving around people like Shockley and Jensen in the 70s.
Certainly.
And you know, just for the sake of our listeners, what they were basically saying, right?
Well,
you might want to just, you know, take
certainly.
A moment to tell us what you think of those theories.
Well, it's not just Shockley and Jensen. There have been it's been clear ever since there were any kind of standardized IQ tests. So these go back to the First World War. That the average black is simply less intelligent than the average white by a factor of one standard deviation. That is to say, in an IQ test where the average white scores 100, the average black scores 85. Now, there's considerable overlap, but it means that only 16% of blacks have IQs of 100 or greater. In other words, only 16% of blacks are as smart or smarter than the average white person. This knowledge has been well established. The facts in this, the facts as far as relate to race and IQ, were rock solid as early as the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Arthur Jensen and William Shockley publicized these findings, and since that time, other people such as Michael Levin, Richard Herrnstein, and Charles Murray, who wrote The Bell Curve, also J. Philippe Rushton, Linda Gottfredson, Robert Gordon, David Rowe. There are many scholars who have done work in this field, and I think that the conclusions they have reached and the data on which they reach these conclusions are absolutely irrefutable. But part of our myth today is that racial differences are somehow illusory.
Yes, yes. Okay, stay where you are, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with your calls. I'm Rick Adams. Over 100 million Americans have dangerously high cholesterol. Are you one of them? North American Urban Spice has developed Cholestamine, an all-natural food-based supplement proven to give your body the nutritional support it needs to lower cholesterol and improve circulation naturally without the side effects of harmful prescription drugs. Call today, 800-243-5242, 800-243-5242 for Cholestamine.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big-money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priest of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Tribal sovereignty means that it's sovereign. It means you've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between.
Uh-huh.
Sovereign entities.
All right. What kind of IQ would that be? I don't know, but it's very, definitely very low. All right. We will continue now. Jared Taylor, our guest, American Renaissance, and Keith in Rhode Island. You are next on the program.
Yes, hello. There's one term that just drives me crazy, and it's intended to drive me crazy. It's the term or the phrase anti-Semitism. Now, I believe this was a meaningless phrase used by Jews as in an attempt to shut up their opponents.
Yes.
But it was basically invented like in the late 1800s by a German Jewish professor in, I don't know, Stuttgart or something. But I'd just like to point out that Arabs and Palestinians, whom the Jews hate, are more Semitic in their origins than Jews are, and that most Jews are really just they're basically a mongrel race made up of different elements cast off by other groups.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not really necessarily any more Semitic than anywhere else, but the Arabs and Palestinians are more Semitic than Jews are. So I find it very ironic that the Jews they love using this phrase anti-Semitism against their enemies, but I would have to say they're the biggest anti-Semites of all, them and their Christian dupes. I would just like to, what do you think about that, Mr. Taylor?
Well, you know, it's common for people to have terms with which they denigrate their opponents.
Yes.
I agree that the term anti-Semitism has been used excessively by Jews. You can criticize the foreign policy of Israel on grounds that have nothing to do with any sentiment about Jews as a group and still be accused of anti-Semitism. I think that's a misuse of any kind of expression, and I think some Jews use the term, use an accusation of anti-Semitism just the way blacks use an accusation of racism, that it's an attempt simply to shut people up rather than come to some kind of mutual understanding.
Exactly. My point exactly. I find in, when I have arguments with, I don't know, with liberals or certain blacks and Jews, if they accuse me, if they start in with the racist name-calling and the anti-Semitic name epithets, I usually just admit to it, and that usually shuts them right up. If they accuse you of being a racist, why not just admit it? Yeah, I'm a racist. And that freezes them in their tracks.
Well, I suppose that can have a rather surprising effect on people if you do say, well, yes, I'm a racist. I think the trouble with that is the word racist, although I think it is largely without real meaning,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
has so negative a context in people's minds that it doesn't do any good to say, yes, I am a racist. When people say racist, they say you're some sort of moral inferior, and that what you say and what you think is somehow evil and wrong. Now, they never define racism in any satisfactory way, but for it to mean the kind of evil and wrong thing that they wish for it to mean, they have to think in terms of a racist as being someone who wants to persecute or exterminate or oppress people of other races. Now, I don't think you would agree that that's what you want to do, and yet that is the kind of meaning that people have infused into this word racism. I think that a good word for people who think as we do, it's a somewhat clumsy one, but we really don't have a good term for it, is race realist. I would describe myself as a race realist, and the thinking behind that is we have a realistic understanding of racial differences. We have a realistic understanding of the importance of race as part of one's individual or group identity. And it is this realistic understanding on which we must base any kind of social or political policy.
I agree. Isn't it true, sir, gentlemen, that the anthropology field has been basically taken over by Jews, like I think a man named Boaz, for example, they basically have taken control of the field or study of anthropology as a way to promote their one race, we're all brother, they're Jewish, one world united brotherhood Marxist propaganda, which they themselves don't believe in.
I don't know how many anthropologists are Jews. Franz Boas was a very influential anthropologist, and he was a Jew. And I think that he influenced a great many people. But you can't really say that the whole field is completely Jewish. Margaret Mead, for example, she was a very influential anthropologist, a student of Boas. She was certainly not Jewish. But she agreed with him on many fundamental things.
I agree. Well, what you're saying is very true, Jared, but I would say that ever since I went to college, the social science fields are fields that I tried to stay away from, whether they were influenced largely by Jews or not, because they were humanistic and they were socialistic, and they looked at man from that man-centered point of view. And I remember having this debate, with this geography professor and over the term overpopulation and what it meant. And when I introduced the name of Rosas Rushdoony and the myth of overpopulation, well, she went into hysterics. She didn't know what to do. I said, it all depends on who's defining terms and how you define them. And that's the problem, I think, with the whole field of social sciences.
Mr. Adams, that reminds me of something. I almost got into an argument once with an anthropology professor in college when she insisted on referring to Neanderthals as equal. Neanderthals and just about any type of primate is basically equal with any kind of human. It's all this equality trip.
Well, maybe that professor was a Neanderthal ninny.
She had the frame of a Neanderthal.
All right. All right, Keith, you've got to move along. Thank you. Jared, did you have another word you wanted to say on this subject?
No, go ahead. No, all right.
We'll move along then. Patrick from Texas, you are next on Uncensored Radio Free America.
Hey, Rick. God bless you. Thanks for taking my call. And I just want to say to your guests, first of all, I believe that I think that the word that I would use would be, you know, he used the word race realist, sir. I would use the word prejudice. I think each human being is prejudiced, and I think that most people, and I think that the caller before us, he may fall into this category. He may not. I'm certainly not judging him. I know I have in the past fallen into the category of we don't acknowledge our own prejudices in the fact that we may see everything as a Jewish problem, whether the Jews are in control, the Jesuits, or whoever, whatever the case may be.
Right.
Bottom line is, I think we need to humble ourselves before God, as always, and be accepting of the pure truth, which I commend your guest because he's able to state things that most people are just, quite frankly, too fearful to state. Mm-hmm. If this is the pure truth that whites happen to be more intelligent than blacks, then that's just the way that it is. We don't need to get worked up in why it is that way or whether it's racist, because I think racist is such a buzzword, and it's not the only buzzword. There are thousands of buzzwords that are used to keep the truth suppressed and to keep, you know, I want to know who I am in God's eyes, not in man's eyes, because it makes no difference to me what man thinks. So
yes.
I happen to have been brought up an Irish Catholic. If, you know, that's more ignorant or uneducated, whatever the case may be, the lower I can become to acknowledge whatever God wants me to see, the pure truth, not the truth that man tends to put out there. And I just, sir, Professor, would like your thoughts on that, that man is so influenced by these buzzwords that he has a hard time actually seeing the pure truth, as painful as it may be.
Well, Voltaire had a number of interesting commentaries on the human mind. He said, man is not so much a reasoning animal as a rationalizing animal. He also said, man is a most deceptive creature, and he whom he most easily deceives is himself.
I agree completely. It's true.
Yes. And I think that in terms of rationalizing as opposed to reasoning, I think most people they will do what is almost exclusively in their own interests, and then they will rationalize what is really pure selfishness in terms of something else. I think whites generally do a little bit less of that than groups of other races. For example, blacks and black politicians, they are not going to bother to justify their activities on any kind of principled grounds. They will simply say, this is good for black people. If it's good for black people, then we'll vote for it. It doesn't make any difference if it's unfair to anybody else. I think whites are more concerned about principles. There are plenty of whites, of course, who act on purely selfish grounds and then just try to justify it later. But as a general rule, you can't sell a policy to whites simply by saying, hey, white people, this is good for you. This is good for whites. No. You have to sell it to them on the basis of its being fair, of its being a good thing, of its being equal to everybody involved.
Well, I agree with you completely there, but I think what happened to me was, and God Almighty is the one that brought me out of it, I think there's a lot of truth in some of these quote-unquote Nazi movements. And I've always just seeked or tried to look for truth as much as I could in my life, and I saw that there were a lot of things that I agreed with in the white supremacist, is really the word that they actually use, movement of, you know, blacks get all this preference, not just blacks, but other groups get all this preferential treatment, and whites kind of get the backlash of things that aren't, you know, aren't necessarily justified. And I kind of got into that. But the problem is that whites then, a lot of white people, get wrapped up in that and puff themselves up as, well, we're the, you know, we're the best race, we're the master race, and they kind of go off on the headless.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not saying all, but a lot do, because they allow God to be removed from the picture.
You're absolutely right, Patrick. On that,
seeing themselves as supremacists, and I think that God has pulled me out of that and brought me back to the true patriot movement.
Because you can go down that road and not find any satisfaction at the end of the road if all you've got is just color, and that's it. Got to do more than that. You're right. Jared Taylor, our guest, will be right back with John and Jeff. Stay tuned for more. Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastronex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastronex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
All right, we're back with Jared Taylor. And Jared, once again, you have a conference coming up here in the United States, right?
Yes, that's true.
Tell us about it again for those just joining us.
Every 2 years, American Renaissance holds a conference. And we usually attract anywhere from 250 to, I think we'll probably get about 300 people this time, mainly because we have such a first-rate lineup of speakers. What we do is we get people really from all over the world who are racially conscious whites. They're generally academics, in some cases political activists, mm-hmm. and they talk about the crisis that we as whites face really all around the world and what we can do about preserving our peoplehood and preserving our culture. We're going to have a man from Australia who provoked a huge controversy there when he went public with his objections to turning Australia into an increasingly third world country. We'll also have Nick Griffin, who is the chairman of the British National Party. Mm-hmm. He was just acquitted today of charges of, certain charges of inciting racial hatred. In Britain, they have laws that prevent you from saying things that would be almost taken for granted in this country. He was acquitted. acquitted on, I believe it was 4 charges, but then he's likely to be retried on 2 charges because there was a hung jury on those remaining 2 charges.
And he's allowed to leave Britain to come here.
I suspect so. I suspect mm-hmm. so. I'm not absolutely certain about that, but I'm in communication with him, and we're trying to assure that that's the case. Now, I don't think they're going to lift his passport simply because he's got 2 more charges to be tried on.
Well, I wouldn't put anything past the British, and I know Jack Straw had done that when certain people visited Britain who he didn't like. He would have them kidnapped and tried, like he did with Pinochet in the 1990s, and what happened there. And of course, this is what they've attempted to do with people like David Irving and others who have debated the Holocaust subject. So,
At least in the case of David Irving, it wasn't the British who arrested him.
No,
it was the Germans.
It was the Germans, but the British and the Germans worked together.
But at least in the United Kingdom, there are still no laws that forbid debate about the Holocaust, and I think that it is very much contrary to the British tradition to have laws that prohibit what they call incitement of racial hatred. You can be, in fact, according to the law, your intent does not matter. If you intend to incite racial hatred, that's a crime, but if your words have the effect of inciting racial hatred, that too can be a crime.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolutely Orwellian, astonishing state of affairs, and fortunately we have the First Amendment. There are plenty of people in this country who would like to repeal the First Amendment, mm-hmm. at least as far as it concerns people who have some notion of the destiny and the legitimate interest of whites. But we're not at that point yet. And while we still have the First Amendment, long live your radio program.
Well, thank you very much for that. Flattery will get you everywhere. All right. Let's take another call quickly from John in Michigan. Hello, John. You're on with Jared Taylor.
Hi. I got a question for Mr. Taylor.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Okay. November 7th here in Michigan, we're going to be voting on the amend the state constitution to prohibit discrimination.
Yes.
How I understand it, basically to outlaw affirmative action and quotas. So I was wondering what your take was on it, and if we do pass it, are we going to see a domino effect across the country?
I hope very much that it will. I think it's remarkable that it's a black man who has been promoting that initiative, Ward Connerly. Admittedly small, but there is a certain number of blacks who are fed up with all the handouts that they're supposed to be getting at the expense of whites. I think what is amazing about this initiative is that both political parties, the established political parties, the Democrats and the Republicans in Michigan, they all oppose it. Here you have...
Must be good if that's the case.
but here you have a law that says... You are not to discriminate on the basis of race. It's a very simple law. And yet, lo and behold, not only the Democrats, but the Republicans say, oh my gosh, no, we can't have that. It's just mind-boggling the extent to which people have fallen into this reflexive, idiotic thinking about race.
All right.
Yeah,
Ron,
and
your question?
That pretty much sums it up.
All right.
Well, basically, I was going to tell him, obviously... he probably knows this, but
yes.
It's a complete media blackout on this issue.
Bottom
and
the pun,
right, but they still had like twice the amount of signatures required to get the proposal on the ballot.
Well, as I recall, when it took an action of the Board of Adjusters, or there was an official action that had to be taken in order to put this on the ballot, that the signatures had been recognized. However, when it came time to go through this essentially rubber stamp procedure, a group of blacks bust in hundreds of black school children into the room where this decision was supposed to be made, and they essentially had a mini riot there. They turned over tables, they whooped and hollered and screamed, and they prevented this Board of Adjusters, or that may not be the right word, but there was some government body that was supposed to do this. It was an outrageous anti-democratic act.
All right, we have to break. John, thank you for your call. Jeff, you'll be next. Bill, Dylan, and Joe. I'm Rick Adams. We will continue.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you have trouble getting out of bed in the morning? Do you wish that you had more strength and energy throughout the day? Well, North American Urban Spice has the solution. Royal Power is an all-natural and stimulant-free answer to all of your energy needs. Get energy fast and make yourself powerful. Get Royal Power now. Call 1-800-243-5242 for more information. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
Well, just the thought of hearing the president is enough to allow that woman to scream. All right. We're back again. Jared Taylor, a little bit of levity here. And, Jared, people can reach your website by typing in the search engine once again, right?
Well, they can, but they can go right to it without even having to search.
You don't have to do that, but your name pops up everywhere, I'll say that much.
Oh, gracious. You've gotten on to me.
Oh, we got on to you. Yes, indeed. You're all over the World Wide Web, as they say. But anyway, go ahead. Give the web address again, your direct line.
It's amren, A-M-R-E-N, .com, and that stands for American Renaissance,
right,
which is our flagship monthly publication.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Jeff in New Mexico, you, sir, are on our program. Hello.
Yeah, I think the problem is that our rich white people, they don't do enough anymore to help poor white people. Like at one time in our history in the United States, a rich guy, white guy, I can't remember his name, he started a school limited to only helping poor white boy students. I think he was a French white. Do you know who that was? Or
You know, that sounds familiar to me, but
I'm not sure myself. There's so many Frenchmen I know.
No, there was
no,
a school.
I think it was Girard. The name of the school was Girard.
Hey, was it in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
That sounds familiar to me. Yes, it was for poor white children, but legally it was the bylaws were forcibly changed, and it was forced to admit children who were not white.
That's mm-hmm. nice.
And another thing, in Norwegian cities, they have street vendors, and I don't know if they have to pay for license and general liability insurance, but street vending isn't just an activity that stupid blacks or stupid Mexicans do, but our Masonic-based laws treat street vending as if it will lead to some great downfall of the high-tech, pretty buildings, pretty cars society. And anyway, you know, white males need to make more through, you know, street vending and internet sales businesses, and there needs to be more white females who save themselves for a white male sex partner.
Well, all right. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate your call. What do you make of it, Jared?
On this question of solidarity between rich and poor, I think that has been sapped away partly by excessive taxation. In the United States today, much of what used to be taken care of by voluntary charity is now being handled by government. What government does is take money out of your pocket and put it into mine in all kinds of what are called transfer programs, money being transferred from one group to another. I think that is an illegitimate function of government, and what it in effect does is force certain members of society to engage in charity, basically at gunpoint. And I think for that reason, we've become cynical about how to look after people who are less fortunate than ourselves. The attitude is, well, the government's got all these bloody programs. I'm taxed to within an inch of my life. Let the government take care of all of that. If the government were not in that business, I think that there would be a much better sense of a kind of responsibility for society at large. At the same time, it's also important to realize that people are more likely to feel charitable towards people like themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There have been studies done in Moscow, for example, and they will find that a white beggar, they have some white beggars, is more likely to get money from white passersby, and a clearly Central European or Central Asian beggar, someone who appears to be from Kazakhstan or Chechnya or Uzbekistan, they are more likely to get money from people who are similar to themselves. And so when you have a homogeneous society, one that is overwhelmingly white, for example, people are much more willing to engage in public charity because they know that the people who will benefit from that charity are, in effect, part of their extended family. And so that, too, is an important aspect of charity. Today, if you give money to the Red Cross, it could all end up in the pockets of people who are rather unlike you. And people prefer to help people who are like themselves. It's a normal human tendency.
Yeah, provided you can trust the people that are taking the money. And, you know, I mean, Pat Robertson may be white, but and he may pretend to be Christian, but
yes.
I don't think I would trust him with my money, that's for sure.
You're right. There are certainly plenty of white con men out there. No doubt about that.
Amen. Let's take a call from Phil in Florida. Hello, Phil.
Yes, good evening.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to talk on the Jewish problem. I think it's time we delineated between Jews that are Semites and those who are not.
All right.
A Semitic Jew is mm-hmm. of the tribe of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
One of Jacob's sons. We the whites are the other 12 tribes, 11 tribes of Israel.
Well,
now the Jews have laid claim to being God's chosen people, and if you read your Bible, you'll find out they are not. We are the Israelites. We are the lost 10 tribes, so-called, that mm-hmm. were never lost. They were put away.
Well, we talk about that quite a bit, yeah.
They were put away for their disobedience. When Jesus came, he says, I come not but to seek and to save those that are lost. And he was talking of the 10 tribes that he had put away a few hundred years before for their disobedience. And they eventually were pushed on up into Europe, northern Europe,
right, and so forth. All right, we know that. So there are true Jews and there are false Jews, is what you're saying.
Of course, they are, and with their power of the money and the press, mm-hmm. owning the press, owning all the money that counts, are making it and stealing it as fast as they can from the rest of us. They mm-hmm. have gotten the people to believe that we are knotheads, you know, a bunch of Gentile mutts. We're not Israel, according to them. They don't want us to think we're Israel.
Well,
they talked us into murdering
that.
50 million at least of our
yes.
own children, and then
yes.
they replaced them with colored races.
Okay,
it's the destruction of the white race by these Ashkenazis. That's
yes.
what it is.
All right, Phil. Thank you. Let Jared respond. Go ahead, Jared.
Well, I don't know.
What
quite.
Think ye? Do you have any comment on what he just said, or would you rather pass along?
I don't know what to make of that. I have never had the impression that I was myself an Israelite or a Jew.
There's always something we can learn from day to day. He has some good points, but
that's true. Life is full of surprises. I might wake up one day and realize, well, gosh, I am from the tribe of Dan.
That's right.
After
maybe,
all,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, keep an open mind. That's fine, and I appreciate your call, Phil. That's very nice of you to call, and we appreciate the little history lesson here. But let us move along because of time. We don't have all night here, so if you have a quick question now, there might be a chance we could squeeze you in before the end of the hour. 800-313-9443 is that number. Dylan in Texas, you are now on the program. Hello, Dylan.
Thanks, Rick. How you doing, Jared?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm in full agreement with that last caller. The mm-hmm. Caucasian Semitic peoples from Western Europe, we are the true Semites, and Ephraim and Manasseh being Great Britain, the United States, we are the sons of Joseph in the tribe of Israel. And I do agree that the white people under attack, I haven't listened to everything you said tonight, Jared, but I'm fully with you in that the white people under attack, and our culture is also under attack. As far as the IQ tests go, I don't put a lot of stock in quote-unquote IQ, although I don't even claim to have studied intelligence levels of races like you do, so I cannot contest your theory about blacks being less intelligent. However, I'll just say that my so-called godfather, to say that the man who baptized me, a black Christian minister, his I suppose you'd say his IQ was so low that he was duped by the 700 Club on TV. but I would guess that he falls right in line with the majority of my fellow Israelite, American Israelites, Caucasian Israelites, who are duped by the TV also. So you might be right. I can't contest your theory about the intelligence of blacks, but I'd say just by numbers, I'd say we have more white people being duped just because they're more white people.
Well, the question of racial differences in IQ is one that has been studied very, very carefully and very, very thoroughly by excellent scientists. And if you are interested in the subject, you could not do any better than to read Phil Rushton. He's written a book called Race, Evolution, and Intelligence, and I can't recommend that book more highly. Aside from academic studies, just the evidence of our senses suggests that the races are not equal in intelligence. After all, Africa, south of the Sahara, is an extremely impoverished place, not only economically, but culturally. And at the same time, whenever blacks have left Africa and are living in multiracial societies, whether it be the United States or France or Great Britain or in Canada, you'll find that blacks are exhibiting the kinds of behavior that we associate with less intelligent people. They tend to be in the bottoms of their professions. They tend to commit more crime. They tend to have more social problems, tend to have more illegitimate children. This is precisely the kind of behavior that we find in less intelligent whites. Likewise, people will say that Africa is in an impoverished state because of colonialism. Well, I bet probably neither of you know what was the second country in the Western Hemisphere to become independent of the European powers after the United States. Well, it was the nation of Haiti. Haiti had a revolution against the French and killed a great many French colonists, but after the United States, it was the second country to become a free and independent nation. Well, as it turns out, Haiti, despite the fact that it has been an independent country for almost as long as the United States, is almost exactly like sub-Saharan Africa in terms of average life expectancy, average GNP per capita, average illegitimacy rates. And so what we find is that no matter what environment or history groups of Africans have had, they show the same patterns of underdevelopment, the same patterns of social destruction, social disruptiveness, wherever we find them. So, as I say, aside from any kind of genetic or psychometric analysis, just looking around the world, we see evidence that blacks do not show, at least on average, the same kind of intelligence as members of other races.
All right. Dylan, thank you very much. That is an interesting observation. Let us now go to Joe in Arkansas. Hello, Joe. You're on the program.
Okay. Thanks, Mr. Adams. Yeah, here's my question. Okay, yeah. I remember pretty well how America was about 30 or 40 years ago. And what I thought was really wonderful about it was there was a lot of opportunity for everyone, you know, of whatever race or color or what, you know, to rise to the best of their ability, to the best of their individual ability to build a business, to acquire wealth, to have a farm, you know, to go to school, you know, on their own money and get academic qualifications and so on like that, to become an artist, to become an author, to become whatever they wanted to be. And America was a land of great opportunity then for people to rise as far as they could based on their individual ability. And now it seems the horrible direction America has taken is that more and more the government artificially pushes some people down and artificially raises other people up. And I don't like that. What I would like to live in a country where everybody of whatever race or color has the opportunity to make the best of themselves and to rise as far as they can based on their individual ability without any artificial suppression or help from the government. So what I want to ask Mr. Taylor is, what does he want? What kind of country does he want? Does he want to have some kind of artificial suppression of the races that he considers inferior, or does he want people to have, you know, equal opportunity to rise as far as their individual ability will allow them to?
Let him answer. Go right ahead.
I think that I think very few people would say that they want to live under a government that oppresses certain groups and deliberately advantages other groups. I think the trouble with multiracialism is an inherent one and an insoluble one. I think that all of the practices that have been associated with white people that people complain about, be it slavery, be it segregation, be it Jim Crow, be it apartheid in South Africa, all of these are clumsy and in some cases cruel and unfair ways to try to accommodate the fact that we have two races that differ very considerably in ability. There just isn't, there just doesn't seem to be a genuinely fair way to work out relations when you have two groups that are so different and who perceive things so differently. I don't know if it will ultimately be possible, but I think that most whites prefer to live in the company of other whites. Most blacks also prefer to live in the company of other blacks and share a similar culture with them. And in our own individual lives, we tend to separate. If you go to a dinner party, a backyard barbecue, a church service, chances are it's going to be voluntarily segregated because people are more comfortable with people like themselves. In a homogeneous society, you don't have that kind of government intervention on behalf of one group as opposed to another group. You don't have claims of racial discrimination. you don't have this kind of competition for our group as opposed to the other group. It was the great mistake of the United States was to start mixing these groups, and we continue to mix them today by importing yet more different groups, people from South America, people from Asia. It makes it that much more complicated and tension-ridden. I think that the United States should work towards a recognition that people have racial loyalties. We should not ignore those loyalties. We should build a society that recognizes those loyalties and build towards a kind of both a physical and a cultural and psychological separation rather than forcible mixing. I think that's really the only fair, long-term, workable solution to the problem of race.
Okay, thank you very much for your call, Sir Joseph. I'll tell you what, we'll have time for just one more call when we come back from the break, and that will be Alan in Texas. All righty, we'll do that. We'll take the break, and we shall return. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. My guest is Jared Taylor. We shall return. Hey, Rick Adams here. Experience the incredible germ-killing power of oregano P73. It's scientifically proven. If you suffer from allergies, asthma, sinusitis, toenail fungus, athlete's foot, or any other condition, you need the immediate germ-killing power of oregano P73. Oregano P73 is an all-natural substance and even supports the immune system. For more info, call 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
The future of health and wellness is here, and a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
This is Christine with another Bring 'Em Home message. Have we as Americans had enough yet? With the recent crisis in New Orleans and the southern Gulf Coast, death and destruction have been visited upon Americans once again. The government's response has been to bring foreign troops onto America's land. Federal and foreign troops now control the region, while the National Guardsmen are away, entangled in foreign wars, unable to protect their homes and families. The New World Order has reached its long-planned objective, to secure American troops on foreign soil and foreign troops on American soil. Let's get these foreign troops out and bring our American troops home now. Help us make the public aware of this dire situation by displaying on your cars our Bring 'Em Home magnetic ribbons or our new Bring 'Em Home bumper stickers. To place your orders, call 877-605-9200 or go to rbnlive.com or bringemhome.org.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Okay, we are back, and the final few moments here is all we have left. Again, Amren.com is where you can reach Jared Taylor. Isn't that right, Jared?
Yes, sir.
Now, do you have a phone number as well where people can call you
yes,
at all?
We do.
Go ahead, give it.
It's 703-716-0900. And during business hours, we're here to take your calls.
Excellent. Very good. Let's take Alan's call in Texas. Hello, Alan.
Hello, Rick. Hello, Jarrett.
Hello.
Yes. I was wondering, have you ever investigated the Urantia papers?
I don't believe I've ever heard of the Urantia
okay.
papers.
Well, the Urantia papers are 2,000 and some pages of supposedly revelation that were given to our world back in the 50s. And part of this depiction, this cosmology depicting the universe organization, the history of our world, and culminating with the life and teachings of Jesus, a fascinating part of this story is the, and I thought you guys already opened up the can of worms. I'm going to go ahead and just stir it here a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The implantation of life on our world at several different implantation points, the long evolutionary process that culminated in the production of evolutionary will creatures capable of moral decision, at which time are dispatched to the planet biologic uplifters. Now, on a normal world, these biologic uplifters will gradually and systemically and very methodically breed and improve the races that have already started from these three separate life implantations. Now, on our world, there are these 400,000-year-old legends of what we would call the fall of the planetary prince or the rebellion, the Lucifer rebellion, which was in this neck of the universe, let's say. And on our world, that outplayed as an interference of those breeding programs so that our races did not benefit from the carefully controlled plans that the Adams and Eves of the worlds usually would bring and administer. So in dealing with the hodgepodge that we have now, the total chaotic mess as far as genetics go, and I don't call it racial, I just call it genetics, that these, as you said, are very real things, and they are very real different. Now, where do we go from here? People have always been readily able to accept the fact that animal-controlled genetics are, and we're not trying to create geniuses or superhuman, you know, blue-eyed, blonde-haired,
okay,
whatever.
For but sake of time, Alan, bottom line.
A healthy, average human being is the goal, and that humans, because of our feelings, are the last and unfortunately have been unable to accept that responsibility.
Yes. Okay, Jared, any comment on what Alan has brought up, the Urantia concept?
I guess I better bone up on that.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alan. We'll talk about that more. I think you brought that up once before. Quickly, I think I can squeeze in John. 2 seconds. John in California. Hello.
Yeah, real quick. Hey, thanks, Rick, for having Mr. Taylor on.
Sure. Thank you.
I don't know about Urantian biological uplifters, but I was wondering if Mr. Taylor knew the about the pygmies and what they're...
All right. Well, we'll ask him about that, and maybe we can have him back next time. How about that, Jared? We're out of time, unfortunately.
All right.
We'll talk about the pygmies in the future. But listen, we'll talk to you again very soon. Thank you for being our guest.
It's been my pleasure.
It's been my pleasure,
much.
Too. Thank you. Very interesting show. We'll be back tomorrow night with Scott Smith. Until that time, Rick Adams. Good night, everyone.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.